What do you think makes the perfect snack?
It's gotta be when I'm really craving it and it's convenient.
Could you be more specific?
When it's cravenient.
Okay.
Like a freshly baked cookie made with real butter, available right down the street at AMPM, or a savory breakfast sandwich I can grab in just a second at AMPM.
I'm seeing a pattern here.
Well, yeah, we're talking about what I crave.
Which is anything from AMPM.
What more could you want?
Stop by AMPM where the snacks and drinks are perfectly craveable and convenient. That's cravenience. AMPM, too much good stuff.
Hey there, beautiful souls. Laura Bennett here, your friendly neighborhood guide to navigating the wild ride that is life. Ever feel like you're constantly battling a little voice in your head whispering doubts and insecurities? Like it's got its own highlight wheel of all your perceived flaws and is eager to share it with anyone who will listen. Yep, self-doubt and shame can be real party poopers, especially in today's world where comparison is like a constant Instagram story update. But guess what? We don't have to let those pesky gremlins win. In just 5 minutes, we're going to unpack some powerful tools to help you silence that inner critic and step into your radiant power. Here are 5 quick fire nuggets of wisdom to help you conquer self-doubt and shame. First up, recognize the root. Shame often stems from deep-seated beliefs about ourselves, things we might have picked up from childhood experiences or societal messages. Think about those critical voices. Where are they coming from? Identifying their source can be like shining a light on a dark corner, making it less scary and giving you the power to challenge them. You know that feeling when someone says something mean, but deep down you know it's not true? Yet it's time to apply that same logic to those inner voices. Next, practice self-compassion. Treat yourself with the same kindness and understanding you'd offer a dear friend. We all make mistakes, stumble, and have moments of doubt. That's human. Instead of berating yourself, acknowledge your feelings, offer yourself a warm hug figuratively or literally, and remind yourself that you're worthy of love and acceptance just as you are. Now let's talk about reframing negative thoughts. Ever notice how those self-doubt voices tend to focus on the worst-case scenarios? It's like they have a knack for turning a simple "I forgot my umbrella" into a full-blown "I'm going to be soaked and miserable for the rest of the day, I'm such a klutz." Challenge those thoughts. When you catch yourself spiraling down that rabbit hole, gently nudge your mind toward a more balanced perspective. Think, okay, maybe I forgot my umbrella, but it's also a beautiful day to feel the rain on my skin and enjoy a little unexpected adventure. You see, it's all about choosing how you want to interpret situations. Next up, celebrate your wins, big and small. We often get so caught up in chasing perfection that we forget to appreciate our accomplishments. Make a conscious effort to acknowledge your successes, no matter how seemingly insignificant they may be. Did you finally finish that project you've been putting off? Boom, high five. Did you manage to get out of bed and face the day despite feeling a little blah? That's a win too. And lastly, remember that you are not alone in this journey. We all struggle with self-doubt and shame from time to time. It's part of being human. So don't be afraid to reach out for support, talk to a trusted friend, join a supportive community, or seek professional guidance if needed. Remember, there is strength in vulnerability. Let me tell you about a time I was absolutely paralyzed by self-doubt. I was invited to speak at a conference on a topic I knew inside and out, but the thought of standing in front of hundreds of people filled me with dread. That little voice in my head went into overdrive, "You're not good enough. What if you forget what to say? Everyone will think you're an idiot." I almost backed out, but then I remembered something my wise grandmother used to say. Courage is not the absence of fear, but the triumph over it. So I took a deep breath, visualized myself confidently delivering the presentation, and focused on the message I wanted to share. It wasn't perfect. There were a few stumbles along the way, but I got through it. And guess what? The audience was engaged, receptive, and even clapped at the end. That experience taught me that sometimes the scariest things are also the most rewarding. So remember these quick-fire tips. Dig into the root of your self-doubt, practice self-compassion, reframe negative thoughts, celebrate your wins, and know you're not alone on this journey. It takes courage to confront those inner voices, but trust me, a reward is worth it. Now go out there and shine bright. And remember, if you found this episode helpful, please share it with a friend who might need a little boost of confidence. Until next time, keep shining your beautiful light.
Created with AI magic to deliver your daily dose of positivity, tap that review button if this show brightens your day.